In the north, did y'all have class rings?
Y'all.
Yes, I say y'all, it's you all, but
yes,
it's a lot faster to say y'all than you all, so.
Yes.
Like, I know some
we have class rings, but like not at my school because it was alternative.
Okay.
But because we were very anti-traditional anything.
Well, I heard somebody say that, like, you know, not every, like, it's kind of a southern thing to have class rings. I didn't know that. I thought it was U.S.-wide, so I was curious.
I was under the impression that it was nationwide, too.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's like, but I think, did you have a class ring?
Yeah, I got one I got one in high school because, like, I don't know, and then university. I wasn't going to get one because it was, like, $400, $500 for the
what
ring.
What was the stone?
I didn't get a stone in it. That was
okay.
Without a stone.
Oh.
But
it's almost like an engagement ring.
No, yeah, it's expensive. But I got gold. I got white gold instead
okay.
of regular gold or silver.
Yeah.
So
we had the option of like ordering a class ring, but nobody in my class ordered a class ring.
But the thing is like at university, or at least the University of Houston, whenever you wear your class ring before you graduate, you're supposed to wear it facing you. And then once you graduate, you turn it around, and it's facing the world, and it's the symbolism is that you're ready to go out and face the world. You've graduated from university. I'm not wearing it today,
it's
but...
It's like a really thick band, and it usually, right. like, has, like, class
your class seal, class of, whatever the date
usually
is.
Usually, like, a stone.
What your degree was in or what school you were in. Like, yeah. Mine was a BBA for Bachelor of Business Administration.
They're not big on that in Canada. Like, not at all. That's really an American thing. Mm-hmm.